Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre. I am your prayer host for this morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we trust in the name of the Lord our God. It is the Lord who reigns. He is robed in majesty and armed with all power. I like that part. Armed with all power. Thank you, Jesus. That word, all. You can't put a definition on all. Thank you, Jesus, but all power. Thank you, Lord. Giving honor and praise to God, who is the head of our lives, to my wife, to Bishop Eric Kincaid Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all those that are present on this prayer line this morning. We welcome you, especially those that may be joining us for the first time. We welcome you in the name of Jesus, for he is worthy. We gather on this line daily on our 8 a.m. prayer service to lift up the name of the Lord, to intercede for our families and friends, to strengthen one another in the name of Jesus. All right, at this time, we're going to go into our first prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Bronson. Minister Bronson, go right ahead and let God use you, sir.
Amen. Yes, indeed. Great morning to you all. Honored to be on the prayer line this morning. One thing I remind my family and friends of quite often is that I have a terrible memory. Right. So if you tell me something, if I don't write it down, then it's gone with the wind, in one ear and out the other. But the amazing thing is there's some information that Bishop Clark has taught us that has stuck with me for years. My prayer challenge is topic is Jeremiah 29:11. And he shared with us the context of this scripture. And I want to offer some of that before we even jump into the prayer and actually talking about the peace and the expected end that we love to hear so much. According to 2 Chronicles 36, the fall of Jerusalem. So the Lord brought the king of Babylon against them. The Babylonians killed Judah's young men, even chasing after them into the temple. They had no pity on the people, killing both young men and young women, the old and the infirm. God handed all of them over to Nebuchadnezzar. The king took home to Babylon all the articles, large and small, used in the temple of God, and the treasures from both the Lord's temple and from the palace of the king and his officials. Then his army burned the temple of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, burned all the palaces, and completely destroyed everything of value. The few who survived were taken as exiles to Babylon, and they became servants to the king and his sons until the kingdom of Persia came to power. So the message of the Lord spoken through Jeremiah was fulfilled. The land finally enjoyed its Sabbath rest, lying desolate until the 70 years were fulfilled, just as the prophet had said. So this is the fall of Jerusalem. Nebuchadnezzar and the Babylonians killed the young men. They killed the old, killed the infirms, took over the temple, and even took, as we know, Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, during this time, because Jerusalem had not let the land rest. That was their command. Every seventh year, they were supposed to let the land rest, and they hadn't done it. And finally, God said, my land is going to rest because I'm going to take you guys out of it. Now, that is punishment. That is consequence for their actions. But this is what God spoke to them as they were being exiled. This is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This is Jeremiah 29. Build houses and settle down. plant gardens, and eat what they produce. Marry and have sons and daughters. Find wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage so they too may have sons and daughters. Increase in number there. Do not decrease. Also, seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. Pray to the Lord for it because it prospers. Because if it prospers, you too prosper. Yes, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners among you deceive you. Do not listen to the dreams you encourage them to have. They are prophesying lies to you in my name. I have not sent them, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord says. When 70 years are completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found by you, declares the Lord. I will bring you back from captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and places where I've banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I carried you into exile. So once again, it sounded like, well, God was punishing them, but they were getting the consequences of their actions. It sounded like God would be mad at them, but God sounds more like that parent that's about to whoop their child and says, this is going to hurt me way more than it hurts you. God already forgave them. God was already ready to receive them once that time has passed, because he already had a plan for them, plan of hope and a future, not to harm them, but to give them peace. So even in the midst of them doing exactly what they wanted to do and being bad, God was still ready to be good to them. So let's pray through that and thank him for the plans he has for us, even when our stupidity and our disobedience puts that at odds. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you, God, for allowing us to come to your throne of grace in our time of need. We thank you for your mercy that holds back the bad that we deserve, and and your grace that gives us the good that we don't deserve. We thank you, Lord, that your forgiveness is always available. Even in the midst of Israel doing exactly what you told them not to do, you were ready and willing to forgive them. We thank you. In 2 Timothy, it says, even when we're faithless, you remain faithful because you cannot deny yourself. It is in your nature to be good, to be light, to be loved, and to be faithful. You keep your promises. You keep your word. Even when we mess up our half of the covenant, even when we mess up our half of the promise, we thank you, Lord God, that forgiveness through Jesus Christ on this side, hallelujah, is offered. If we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We thank you, Lord, that you are faithful to complete the work in us. You already saw 70 years down the line where the Israelites will be received back into that land. We thank you, Lord, that we can be confident of this very thing. You began a good work in us, and you will continue until it is completely performed, until the day of Jesus Christ, as it says in Philippians 1:6. We thank you, Lord God, that even in the Old Testament, in Psalm 55, that you are able to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us when we come to you asking for forgiveness. We thank you, Lord God, that you don't give up on us in spite of our wrongs, in spite of our decisions. Just like the parable of the lost coin, the lost sheep, and the prodigal son, you throw a party for us when we get back to where we belong. We love you. We appreciate the fact that we have a home with you, a home that includes a ring, a robe, shoes, and a party. And now, God, we come to you thanking you for the plans that you have for us. We thank you, Lord, according to your word, that the steps of a good person are ordered by the Lord and you delight in his way. We thank you, Lord, that you have plans to prosper us, plans that we prosper in health, that we prosper physically, that we prosper financially, that we prosper in resources, that we prosper in relationships, that you offer us the type of holistic health that the world cannot give us, prosperity that reaches down into our spirits, down into our souls, prosperity that even leads us to heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that your plans will not harm us. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We can say of you, you are our refuge and our strength. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and they are safe. We thank you that we find safety in you. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us hope. And this hope isn't like that of the world. It's not when you wish upon a star, but it's certainty. We can remain confident in this, that we'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We thank you for the hope that you give, because what we hope for, we have assurance that it is coming. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us a future. We thank you, Lord God, that you've already mapped out our lives. We've mapped out our ups. You've mapped out our downs, and you meet us there. Our God is awesome. He keeps us in the valley. He hides us from the rain. Lord God, we thank you that when we call on you and we come to you in prayer, you will listen. You have inclined your ear to us this morning. We seek you and you hear us and you answer. You've given us reason after reason to trust you. And oh, for grace to trust you more. Oh, for grace to trust you even more. Help us to trust you even more, God. Your word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you will deliver them from them all. Remind us that you have a 100% success record when it comes to our lives. You have taken good care of us this far, and you will continue to. So, Lord God, help us to seek you with our whole heart. And we want to be found by you as we continue to seek you. We need you more and more in our lives. And as we seek you, God, we've come to the realization sometimes you change the problem and sometimes you change us. And as we seek you, allow us to stay open. Allow us to flow with you. Allow us to move with you. We want to delight ourselves in you so that you'll give us the desires of our heart. And as we delight ourselves in you, as we allow you to mold us and to make us, sometimes you'll change our hearts so we'll want what you want us to have. We thank you, Lord, for your plan. We thank you, Lord, for peace. We thank you, Lord, for prosperity. We thank you, Lord, that we can continue to come to you. We can come boldly. And we honor you, God, for all that you've brought us through, all you've allowed us to go through. And we thank you that we can still find rest and a home in you, where there is forgiveness, where you remain faithful. And you've devoted all your power and your love into bringing us into right relationship with you through Jesus Christ. We don't take it for granted this morning. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Amen, 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 Minister Bronson. We Thank you for being on the prayer line, praying for us, giving us this powerful prayer, reading your scripture. This is Thankful Thursday. And once again, this is Minister Andre. I'm your prayer host for those that are just joining us. Yes, sometimes we find ourselves out on a limb because of our disobedience to the Lord. But if we turn back to Him and we seek Him with our whole heart, He will deliver us out of whatever we got ourselves into. God is a forgiving God. He is a promise-keeping God, and He loves us this morning. God loves us, and He only wants the best for us. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, y'all, we are looking for prayer hosts and prayer leads. If you know anyone that would like to be a prayer host or a lead in our prayer service, you can call the church at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Invite somebody to be a prayer lead. Contact us, and we will get back with them and get them on our roster. In the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to go into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Cynthia. Are you there? Hello, Minister Cynthia. Are you there?
I'm here. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Go right ahead, Minister. Let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
All right, my word today come out of St. Luke, the 18th chapter, starting at the first verse. And he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of my adversary. And he would not for a while. But afterwards he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We give you glory, we give you honor, for truly you worthy to be praised, God. We thank you on today, God, because you said, Lord God, that the unjust judge did not fear you, nor did he regard man. But he said he was going to answer her because she would weary him, God. And you said man is to always pray. And so, God, as your people begin to seek your face like never before, concerning the things that's going on around us, God, that you will hear our prayers, because you said the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And God, you will hear us crying out to you day and night concerning the situation, God, that has come upon your people, not only your people, God, but have come up on people all over this world. But God, we know we serve the only true and living God. God, we know that you hear us, God, and you answer. And so, God, we know that everything we receive from you is by faith. And so, God, we know that faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And we know, God, that we have to stand and call those things as not as though they already were. We got to believe, God, that you said in your word, is there anything too hard for God? You said there's nothing too hard for you. And so, God, we thank you and we praise you that we can come to you each and every time seeking your face, crying out to you, God, that your people be delivered and set free. Lord God, that we don't have to be in Egypt because we've been set free, God, because one day you came and you set us free. And you said, God, whom the Lord set free is free indeed. And so, God, we thank you for your holiness. We thank you for righteousness, God. We thank you, God, for understanding, Lord. We thank you, God, because you care about everything in our lives, God. We thank you. We're grateful on this morning, God, that we have a God we can call on, knowing for sure, God, that you hear us and you care and you came to deliver and set free. And you know, God, who our enemies are. And you know, God, as we cry out to you concerning those that's trying to destroy us can come against us, God. You said, God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And sometimes, God, we get carried away trying to fight against flesh and blood. But you said it's wickedness in high places, God, and we come to know that darkness do not like light. And as we are walking in the light of you, darkness can't stand us walking in the light of you. So the enemy comes against us from all directions. But we got to send it back to the pit of hell for where it originated. And we got to claim and stand on your word. And we got to call those things that's not as though they already were. And God, we got to put scripture behind sometimes some of the things that we go through. And sometimes, God, we be standing, why me? What did I do? We represent light. We represent Jews. We represent Christ. And so sometimes the enemy, he's angry. But we can't lose our salvation. We can't become like them. We can't start cussing like they cuss. We can't start sitting in darkness trying to think of a plan how to get them. You said, revenge is this monster, said the Lord, I shall repay. And so, God, you're saying to your people, God, you're saying, God, that man always ought to pray and not faint. We got to keep praying and we can't faint. We got to believe, God, that you're going to answer your word because you said, give me back my word. Will I not answer my word? And so, God, we got to believe by faith that you're going to answer us. We got to believe, God, that you're going to fight for us. Because if we're trying to fight within ourselves, it's a losing battle. Yes, you can go to the higher up and tell on them. But you don't know if the higher up person is standing on their side, God. But you know. So, God, today we stand before you, lifting up holy hands, giving you praise and glory and honor, because truly, God, you do praise and honor. You're the only living God. You're the only God that answers. And we are thankful, God, that we don't have to serve no kings. We don't have to bow down to no man. We don't have to rub a genie's head. We don't have to go see a soothsayer. We don't have to go get our palms read. We don't have, that's a darkness. We don't have to walk in darkness because we're walking in light. And so, God, we can give you the praise and the glory. We don't have to do all those things. We just got to keep praying your word. We got to keep seeking your face. We got to keep speaking to the mountains, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea. We got to believe, God, because you gave every man a measure of faith. And each day we walk with you, our faith grow more and more. And so, God, we're standing on your word. We believe in you at your word. And you said greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. A greater one lives on the inside of us. So we don't have to walk in fear. We're no longer a slave to fear. And so, God, you gave us a sound mind. We thank you today that our mind is sound. And we thank you, God, if we got faith, it's a mustard seed. It's a strong faith, God, in the name of Jesus. Roots, God, that cannot be pulled up. And we're grateful for it in the name of Jesus. We just give you the praise. We give you the glory. And we give you the honor. For truly, God, you're worthy to be praised. We thank you. And we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you and praise you. I pray, God, that you will cover everyone on this line on today. I pray, God, Lord, that whatever the need is, that you will supply whatever the prayer, God, that they have before you, that you would answer in the name of Jesus. And sometime, God, we want to answer right away. But all things work together for our good to them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And so today, God, we lay it at your feet. And we stand in the hallway giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor, waiting on an answer, knowing in our heart that you're going to answer us, God, and it's going to work to our good. So, God, we thank you and we praise you. We call it done by faith. We stand in agreement with your word. And, God, we are praying without ceasing. And so, God, I pray that you will bless Bishop and Sister Lenore. I pray, God, that you will bless everyone on this line. I pray, God, that you will open up a window from heaven and pour us out a blessing, that it won't be room enough to receive. I thank you, God, because you said that you will supply all our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And so, God, I seal it under the blood. We touch and agree that it's done by faith. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you, saints. I turn it back over to the host.
Amen, Minister Cynthia. We thank you once again. Being in your place, for holding it down in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, we should always pray and faint not. I hope we're praying on this prayer line with the prayer leads as they go forth in Jesus' name. I hope we're touching and agreeing with them in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that we have faith to be healed. Thank you, Lord. God has all power. We love him this morning. God has all power. We're at the halfway mark already. If y'all missed our service, we had gathered at the AC Hotel for communion and fellowship. We gathered there once a month, every first Sunday. If you're in the Cleveland area, you can join us there. Pastor Lenore was there holding it down for our bishop who was on another assignment, but we had great fellowship. We had great fellowship. It was good seeing everyone in their place, worshiping and serving the Lord and getting prayed for by our Pastor Lenore. We thank God for her and her ministry of laying on of hands in the name of Jesus. All right, we're at the halfway mark. Some of you may have to leave. We're asking if you would, you could sow an offering at this time. You can do this by going to our Cash App. That's $ Bishop Eric Clark. You can also go to our text to give. That's GIVE 216-446-1209. That's text to give. That's 216-446-1209. And also go on our website, that's ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can leave your prayer request, and you can upload your 1 minute GPS. All right, at this time, we're going to go into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Tracy. Minister Tracy, waiting for you to be connected. Are you there? All righty. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're gonna go with, amen. You hooked up now, Minister Tracy?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, we'll go right ahead then. Let God use you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is great and greatly to be praised. I thank and praise God for just another day. I thank and praise God for life, health, and strength. I thank and praise God for the activity of my limbs. I thank and praise God for his love and compassion that he has shown unto me. God is great and greatly to be praised. I just thank him this morning. I was given a topic, don't be discouraged. From Joshua 1:9, and it reads, have not I command thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, wheresoever thou goest. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come thanking you, praising you for just another day. We thank you and praising you, Lord, for life, health, and strength. We thank you and praise you for allowing us to get up and get on this line this morning, God. Oh, God, we just thank you and we praise you, God, for being so gracious and kind unto us, God. Oh, God, we appreciate you, God, because you've been so good to us, God. Lord, better than we have been to ourselves, God. And, Lord, I'm here to pray, Lord, and touch and agree with my brothers and sisters in Christ about, Lord, being discouraged, God. Help us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come before you, God, knowing, Lord Jesus, that these trials and tests that come, Lord Jesus, they're supposed to make us strong. Sometimes we don't feel like we're being strong at that point of being tested, God. But Lord, I'm praying that you would just touch our hearts, touch our minds, no matter what test, no matter what obstacle, no matter what the enemy throw our way, God, that we trust and believe what your word say, God, that you say you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. Help us, oh God, to hold you to your word, God, because you're a God that can't lie, nor the Son of Man that can repent. Oh God, I come before you this morning praying and thanking you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, how you keep us encouraged, God. Help us to stay encouraged as we read your word, God, and as we continue to go throughout today, God. Encourage our hearts and our minds, God. Oh God, bless us, oh God, that we put on a gospel song, God. Oh God, praying the prayer of faith, God. Oh God, just remember how good you've been to us, God. The tests that we had to endure, God, how you brought us out of them tests, God. Help us to trust you and hold on to your word, God. Help us to never give up, God. And also, Lord, they always said, and if you decide to throw in the towel, God gonna throw the towel right back at you because he's not through with you yet. Lord, I just want to thank you and praise you, God, for this day, for being so good, Lord Jesus. On yesterday, my body was racking with pain, God. I stepped out on faith and removed myself from one medication, and Lord, my body went through so bad yesterday, but I wouldn't give up, God. Today, I feel much better, God, but God, it didn't take away my praise, God, and I thank you today because I'm determined, God, to walk with Jesus. Yes, I am, God. Oh, God, through the hills of high water, God, I'm determined, God. Help us all to be determined to go forth, God, no matter what's being sent our way, God. Whatever monkey wrench the enemy trying to throw our way, God, throw it back at him in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us, God, as we go forth as your people, God, and as we read your word, God, and your word tell us in Psalms 139 and 2, God, thou knowest my downsetting and my uprising. Thou understand my thoughts afar off, God. And Lord, no one can understand our thoughts more than you, God. No one knows us better than you, God, because you have created us for your use, God. You created us to go through the different tests and trials that we have to sustain through, God. But we're not alone, God. Sometimes we feel we're alone, God, in them, God. But you have to teach us, God, and show us in the mess of this, God. It's going to make us strong once we come out. But in the midst of the test, teach us not to murmur, God. Teach us not to complain, God. Teach us not to say, why me, God? Why not you? Oh, God, help us today in the name of Jesus. As your servants, as your peoples, we go forth, God. We do not allow discouragement, God, come in our life and overtake us, God. Yes, it's okay to have a moment, God. It's okay to have a second, God. But also, we got to shake out of it, God, and remember who we serve, God. We serve a living Savior. Hallelujah, God. We serve you and we praise you today, God. And we know if you bring it our way, God, we know today that God, we can bear and we can take it, God. Oh, God, help us as we continue to go forth in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Help us, oh, God, as we continue to walk this walk with you, God. Help us today, God, as we continue to talk this talk with you, God. As we be the living epistle that our life is being an example for the world, God. The only God they're going to see, God, is through us, God. So help us as today, God, as your servants, God, that we can sustain and hold ourselves together, God. Oh, God, shake it off in the name of Jesus. Help us to hold up our heads, God. Help us to do what your word requires us to do, God. Don't give up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, continue to strengthen us, God. Oh, God, Lord Jesus, in weak moments, God. Oh, God, we need your strength, Lord. Somebody is going through right now in the name of Jesus on this line, God. And they saying, Lord Jesus, I don't know how much more I can bear. I don't know how much more I can take, God. If you don't come in right now, God, I don't know what I may do. But God said, hold on, hold on, hold on. Help us to hold on, God, to your unchanging hand, God. We cannot do this without you, God. There's no way we should be fooling ourselves or thinking we can do this without you, God. We don't have the power, God, but you're going to give us the strength, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, stay encouraged, saints. Stay encouraged, my brothers and sisters. Encouraging yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help us right now, God. Help us right now, God. To realize, God, all the power is in your hand, God. All the powers, God. When we're feeling overwhelmed, God. When we're feeling frustrated, God. When we're tired in our bodies, God. Oh, God, with the tests and trials, God. Different things being thrown our way, God. Trouble in the home, God. Trouble on the jobs, God. Trouble in the schools, God. Oh, God, going to the doctor's office, getting a bad report, God. Oh, God, Lord, don't have enough money to pay our bills, God. Oh, God, we just could trouble on each side, every side, Lord Jesus. But help us today to stay encouraged, God. Give us that clarity of thought today, God. Take our focus off our situation, God. Take our focus off ourselves, God. But put our focus on you, God. Keep our eyes firm, God. Planted on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us not to sink, God, in the name of Jesus. In every moment, God, help us to feel, God, your love and your care and your compassion, God. All you're doing is make us stronger in you, God. You're maturing us in you, God. Oh, God, help us today, God, to realize, God, you're doing it for our good, Lord. So, Lord, continue to show forth your power in our lives, God. Continue to show forth your presence, God. No matter what the situation is, God, there's nothing too hard for you, God. We need your help, God. We need you to continue to encourage, God. Lift up your head, ye gates, be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors. Oh, God, the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah. Help us to realize, God, who is the King of glory, God. Help us to realize that you is our everything, God. Help us, oh, God, Jesus. Every step we take, God, oh, God, we owe it to you, God. Help us to continue to hang on in there, God. Even though, Lord, these are the dark times, even though this is the end, God, and it's getting closer and closer, God. Oh, God, I know they've been saying this for years and years, God, but the signs of the times is here, God. It's being proven by your word, God. It's being proven by the hurricanes and the tornadoes, God. It's being proven by when people saying, Lord Jesus, preacher said, God, you was coming September 24th, 2025, God. Lord, it's October 8th today, God. Help us today to realize the same way you left is the same way you're coming back, God. Don't be fooled by the enemy. Don't be fooled by social media, God, and these websites. But help us to put our eyes locked in on you and your word. Trust what your word say, because you would never leave us nor forsake us, God. Oh, God, you won't leave us on a dummy path, God. You won't take us in a place, God, that will fool us, God. Or let us be, Lord, that think we're going to die out in it. Some of these tests and trials make us feel, God, that we're going to die, God, but we're not, God. But you want us to praise you in the midst of it, God. You want us to thank you in the midst of it, God. Help us to keep our focus, God, every next minute, God, as much as possible, God, on you, God, every second on you, God. Help us to recall all the times in our past when you have brought, God, us through the tough situations and time, God. Help us when the seasons is over, God, not to fall, God, not to fail, not to give up, God, to honor, God, and to glorify you, God. Bring us through, God. Use us, God, as you tested us, God, to bring every test out, Lord, as a testimony. That we can share this testimony and let somebody know, yes, you may be going through right now. Yes, it's hard for you right now. Yes, oh, God, it don't feel good, and God, don't seem like you hear from God. But just hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Hold on. God is coming through and help. But in the midst of, we're going to praise you, God. In the midst of, we're going to glorify you, God. In the midst of, we're going to say thank you, Jesus. In the midst of, we're going to say trouble don't last all ways, God. Weeping may endure for a night, God, but our joy is coming in the morning, God. Oh, God, I thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They say good morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for the joy, God. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We will not bow, God. We will hold on to your unchanging hands, God. Help us to be strength for one another. Help us to encourage one another. Help us, oh, God, to lift one another up in prayer, God. Help us, oh God, to send a text, God. Oh God, a text in the name of Jesus. Oh
glory.
God, bless us, God.
Help us,
right,
Lord.
Now, God.
Glory. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. We don't have to fight the fight.
Yes, Lord.
We
love you,
Jesus. Glory.
Help us, Lord.
Help our minds, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Thank you.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Hold us up in the mighty name.
Bless your name.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
we praise your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Because
thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Have your way, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord. We love you. We love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah. Holy, 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 Lord. Yes. Glory to your name.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, God, I thank you. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh God, I thank you and I praise you. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Turn this, oh God, remaining of this prayer service back over to the hand of Minister Andre. In Jesus' name. Amen. All saints of God, please be blessed and stay encouraged. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Tracy. Thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Yes, you got to encourage yourself. Can't let nothing take your praise away, no matter what you're going through. Hallelujah. God is worthy to be praised, and we thank you for bringing that fire to our prayer line this morning, Minister Tracy. Hold on, hold on. Thank you. We're not forsaken. God has not forsaken us. Hallelujah. He's a very present help in times of trouble. Thank you, Jesus. There will be opposition. Hallelujah. But God has all power. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those that just joined in, that was our own Minister Tracy. We heard from Minister Bronson. We thank him. We thank Minister Cynthia for her prayer this morning. And we thank Minister Tracy for her prayer once again. Thank you, Jesus. It has been a trying 2 weeks. We have been in our own fight. But we thank God that he's given us the victory and given us strength to stand in the midst of what's happening in this world today. Thank you, Jesus, for empowering us. Hey, y'all, the Believer's Declaration reads, as believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our locations. I'm excited, y'all. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. Once again, I'm Minister Andre. I'm your last prayer lead. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. My scripture will be coming from 2 Corinthians, the 8th chapter, the 15th verse. The 5th verse. And it reads, and they did not do as we expected, but they gave themselves first to the Lord and then to us in keeping with God's will. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word, sanctified in the hearts, minds of all those that believe. There was a powerful word last night, breaking the controlling, the level of control, breaking the hold of the spiritual control, breaking the hold of spiritual control. That's how it's supposed to go, breaking the hold of spiritual control. We are praying for those that are on our prayer list, all those that have asked us to pray for them this morning. We're praying for those in the nursing homes, the hospitals, those that are going through surgery, those that have had strokes and have surgery, that those that have been left paralyzed in their limbs. We're asking God to work a miracle, move on their behalf, bring them out of the ICU rooms, that healing take place in the name of Jesus. We're asking God to watch over our children as they go back and forth to school. Protect them, Lord. We're asking God's protection over our children, the people that they're around, the kids that they're around. Lord, we have to have a watchful eye for who they're even playing with today, Lord. Evil is coming in small forms. Let us pray. Evil is coming in small forms. kids of 8 years old, 9 years old, 10 years old are committing dangerous, evil crimes to other little kids. They're being bullied, and all of this is going on. Lord, we just ask that you help them, Lord. Put your angels, put the right people around them, put the right counselors around them, Lord. Help them, Lord, to overcome the trauma that they're going through right now, Lord, for the things that were done to them, Lord. You know, Lord Jesus, what's happening in their hearts and what's happening in their minds, Lord Jesus. Lord, come back to them, Lord Jesus. Heal their little bitty bodies, Lord. Heal their pain in the wounds that they're going through, Lord. Lord, help the mothers, Lord Jesus, that has to endure their child's suffering. That they weren't able to help their little baby, Lord. Help her, Lord. But don't let her be bitter, Lord, in her heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, don't let her be bitter where she want to get revenge and hurt some other little child because her child got hurt, Lord. Lord, we just ask, Lord Jesus, that you mend her heart, Lord. In your name, Jesus, she needs you, Lord. Those mothers need you. Those fathers need you, Lord. Help them, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. We need you on this prayer line this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our personal relationship with you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're moving us forward. Show us how to move forward in you, Lord. Don't let us get stuck in a bubble, Lord Jesus, of worshiping you, Lord. Don't let persecution have to come to us, Lord, for us to do your will. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, that we are willing vessels this morning, that you touched us and woke us up and told us to get together and gather and pray on this prayer line this morning, Lord. We are interceding, Lord, for all those around the world that are going through today, Lord. We're occupying. We're standing in the gap for them, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for your spirit. Baptize us again, Lord. Fill us with your spirit again, Jesus. We need you, Jesus, to empower us, Lord, for service again, Lord. That we may have a discernment, Lord, of the signs of the times that we're living in, the chatter that's going on, Lord, over the airwaves. Help us to discern those false prophets, Lord. Those that are working miracles that are not doing it in your name, Jesus. Help us to discern them, Lord Jesus. Help us to know the difference, Lord Jesus. Let the control be your control that we operate in, Lord. Let us give ourselves to you first, Lord, willingly, Lord. Lord, we give ourselves to you, all of us, Lord. More of you and less of us, Lord Jesus. We surrender all to you this morning, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Perfect your gifts in us, Lord. Stir up your gifts in us, Jesus. Give us the ministry of laying on of hands, Lord Jesus. Help us to go forth into the cities, Lord. Help us to lay hands on people. Help them to be filled with your spirit right there where they are, Lord. Empower us, Lord Jesus, as you empowered the apostles, as you empowered the deacons, Lord, to do ministry, Lord, to go out to the deserts, to go out to the highways, Lord, to go wherever in the hospitals, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Help us to operate, Lord. in the supernatural, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for our man of God and our woman of God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for them helping us to be mature believers, Lord. We thank you for the vision that you've given them, Lord. That we come out of the church, Lord, out of the church building, Lord, that we are the church, Lord, that we take it to the streets, Lord, that we take the kingdom of God to the streets, Lord. We, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church, Lord. We are the church, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, to make disciples, Lord. Those that we come in contact to. Help us to be the pastors and the ministers to our families, Lord. Help us to be the deliverers, Lord, that you want us to be, Lord. Lord, we need you, Jesus. We believe, Lord Jesus, that you're coming back soon, Lord. We want to have our work done, Lord. We want to be able to overcome everything that you want us to overcome, Lord. We don't want to leave no stone unturned, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the praise that you've given each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, for the praise that was on this prayer line this morning. We thank you, Lord, for the one accordness, Lord, the singleness of purpose, Lord Jesus. We're going to push the church forward. We're going to move, Lord, in the supernatural. We're going to tell somebody about you, Jesus, on our job, in the marketplace, in the hospitals, Lord, wherever, Lord Jesus, where we stay at, in our places of residence, our neighbors, Lord Jesus. We're going to look for opportunities, Lord Jesus, to minister from our location. And we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we can minister right now, Lord, on this prayer line, on this platform, Jesus. We thank you right now, Jesus, for all those that are on this prayer line. And we ask that you continue to strengthen them, Lord. Help them to be what you would have them to be, Lord. Help them to be your examples. Help them to be your ambassadors, Lord Jesus. Your living epistles. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we can be robed in Jesus this morning. We can carry your torch this morning, Lord. We can run our race with patience this morning, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, that we can get self out the way, Lord. We thank you, Jesus, that we can come to your throne boldly. We thank you, Jesus, that you have ripped it from top to bottom, hallelujah, that we have access to the most holy of holy, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have washed us in your blood, Lord. You have given us clean hands today, Lord, and we lift them up to you in praise. We lift them up to you in honor and glory, Lord. Use us, Lord Jesus. We say, use us, Jesus. We'll go, Lord Jesus. We'll go, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallel
the spirit of control. Hallelujah. Give yourself completely to the Lord. And you can break that spirit of control in the name of Jesus. All right, God bless you. God bless everyone. Have a great day.
God bless you. Everybody have a blessed day.
Have a wonderful day, you guys.